This is the residence guide for Elmtree House Retirement Home in Newton New Willows. Elmtree House exists for the benefit of its residents. This is your home, where you can rest assured of safety and comfort. Our objectives are to support you in enjoying life and in maintaining your dignity, independence and individuality. Elmtree House is your home, and you're free to enjoy all of it as you wish, with any assistance you may require. As well as your own room, there's plenty of communal space to make use of, including a TV lounge at the front of the house, a large central lounge area with TV, conservatory dining room, patio and garden, a patio al fresco dining and relaxation area by the fish pond, and a greenhouse where you can put your favourite plants. In addition to the ensuite facilities in your room, there are also two shared bathrooms, including one on the ground floor that has a special hydraulic lifting bath for extra support, specially adapted lavatories on every floor, and a large shower room. To help you get around the house independently, there are chair lifts on stairs in the main house and a passenger lift from the dining lounge area on the ground floor up to the gables, the first floor. As well as the outside areas for recreational use, there is also a large car park at the front of the house which your friends and relatives are welcome to use. It also doubles as a useful summer party space. Stay in touch. There are two phone lines here connected to cordless handsets with a large button phone to make it easier for you to dial out. If you want to make a call, just ask a member of staff for the phone. Friends and family can telephone you too at any time. There's also a fax within office hours and a fast broadband internet connection that's available for residents to use. If you use a hearing aid, the home is also fitted with a loop system to assist with this. Your care plan. Every resident at Elmtree House has a care plan. Among things like your medical history and the names and addresses of your GP and relatives, it also serves as a reminder to the care staff of your preferences in general. If you want to see your care plan to discuss changes, please speak to the senior carer on duty. Catering. Elmtree House has its own fully equipped kitchen, so meals are cooked right here as good old-fashioned home cooking. You're welcome to join in meals in the communal dining room. Of course, if you wish to eat in your own room, this can be arranged. The dishes of the day are up on the menu board in the main dining room and displayed daily on the dining tables. If you have any favourites that are not already available, or ideas and suggestions for new dishes or improvements, please raise these at the residence meeting. Breakfast is available from 5:30 a.m. for the early risers, lunch is at 12 noon and tea at 4:30 p.m. with a sandwich supper at 7:30 p.m. Drinks and snacks are available between meals and on request. Birthdays are special and merit a cake. There's usually a special birthday buffet too. Laundry. The Elmtree House laundry is in the basement. This is a hazardous area, so for health and safety reasons, residents are not allowed here. Linen and clothing are laundered by the care staff on a regular basis. Minor repairs to clothing are also carried out by staff. If you have any special requests or concerns about your laundry, please raise these with staff on duty. Dry cleaning can be arranged at an extra cost. Cleaning. The housekeeping team cleans 7 days a week all over the home. Your room should receive a thorough clean at least once a week, when even the furniture is moved, as well as the day-to-day tidy-ups. Security. The safety and security of both you and the staff at Elmtree House is paramount. There are 24-hour electronic entry locks and alarms on main external doors. You are free to come and go. We just ask that you inform a member of staff when you go out, and if possible, let staff know an approximate time of return. This is purely in the interests of safety. Also, your visitors are asked to sign in and out for security and fire safety. There is a lockable facility for safe custody of medicines and valuables available for your bedroom if you feel you need it. Management of personal monies. Although a lockable facility is available, please don't keep sizeable amounts of cash in your room. The deputy manager, Mrs. Karen Chadwick, will hold money and keep an account on your behalf, or for more substantial sums, it is preferable for a relative or person with power of attorney to be involved. Complaints. The management and staff of Elmtree House sincerely hope you never have cause for complaint. However, it is policy to view complaints as an opportunity to learn, adapt, and provide better services. Whatever the issue, please speak out. If you want to make a complaint, 1. Speak to the senior carer on duty. Most issues can be sorted out here. 2. Talk to the complaints manager, Mrs. Beverly Steele. If you don't agree with her response, 3. Put your complaint in writing to the home. If a complaint cannot be resolved internally, please contact the Care Quality Commission, Citygate, Gallowgate, Newcastle upon Tyne, NE1 4PA. Telephone 030 00 616161. Email uppercase HSCA_registrations@cqc.org.uk. You can also contact the Complaints Officer, St Helens Council, Adult Social Care and Health, Forster House, Waterside Court, St Helens, WA9 1UB. Telephone 01744 6753 71. At any time, you can get a relative or friend to act for you, but it must be clear they're acting with your permission, ideally given in writing. Life at Elmtree House. Activities and participation. There are a range of organised activities several times weekly, including craft sessions, gardening, reminiscing afternoons and lots more, which you're welcome to take part in. There are also weekly bingo sessions and a sing-song, regular visits from professional entertainers, as well as staff organised entertainment. Main birthdays and holidays merit special celebrations, and there are biannual parties where everyone, including the local community, is invited to join in. Forthcoming events are announced on the notice board, along with photographs and reports of recent events. There are occasional trips or invitations to community activities which may be organised. Keep an eye on the notice board or ask a member of staff. The residents' meeting, held several times a year, provides a forum for debate where you're invited to express ideas and suggestions, and also includes issues such as activities and special trips out. Visitors. Visitors are welcome. Out of respect for other residents, we encourage visits in residents' own bedrooms or in the conservatory. In good weather, the veranda is also available. Guests are welcome to join in meals if you wish, without charge. Please inform the cook of their arrival and any dietary needs they may have. If you are expecting visitors who may arrive after 9 p.m, please ask them to make a prior arrangement with the staff. Relatives inclusion. Your relatives have access to the management and care team if they wish. This can take the shape of a formal pre-arranged meeting or just a friendly chat. Quality surveys of our service are available to complete, which offer the opportunity to give us feedback or suggestions on how to improve our service. Religious observance. Elmtree House respects all religious convictions. If you wish to attend a religious service or to receive a visit from a representative of your faith, this can be arranged. Please make your wishes known to the staff. Privacy and dignity. You have a right to respect, and it is Elmtree House policy to treat you accordingly. If you feel that your privacy or dignity are being compromised, this is the basis for complaint. Please do not hesitate to bring this to the attention of staff or to the complaints manager, Mrs. Beverly Steele. Fire precautions and emergencies. Elmtree House meets the most stringent fire safety regulations. There is an integrated fire alarm system with smoke detectors in every bedroom, in addition to smoke or heat detectors, emergency lighting, clearly marked emergency exits, fire doors and alarm call points throughout the building. Every bedroom, including yours, has a special fire-resistant door. You will also find fire plans by the main entrance, as well as one on each floor of the building that show where emergency exits, fire extinguishers, etc. are located. All staff receive regular training and practice in fire containment and evacuation procedures and take part in fire drills. Staff are also trained in the handling of other emergencies, such as enlisting the assistance of ambulance or police services. There are regular fire drills, and you will be informed well in advance to avoid an unpleasant surprise. In the unlikely event of a fire, stay calm. If you're in one of the communal areas, a member of staff will guide you to safety. If you're in your bedroom, stay there. A member of staff will come and take you to safety. Placement reviews. Your placement and care plan is reviewed monthly. Where appropriate and with your agreement, your relatives are welcome to be involved. The manager carries out a satisfaction survey annually, and you or your relatives are free to speak to the registration authority at their annual inspection if you so wish. Outside services. A number of community services are available on a regular basis, including GP and district nurse visits, plus community health care services as and when required, with weekly visits by private chiropodists, together with the NHS Nail Care Service, and hairdressers. Any regular special services you require for your health should be noted on your care plan. We have a hairdresser that visits every Tuesday and has been with us for over 15 years. Your address is Elmtree House Residential Care Home, 32 Crow Lane West, Newton Lee Willows, Merseyside, WA12 9YG. Telephone 01925 291 492. Fax 01925 228727. Email elmtreerestHome@aol.com.